even beyond that, we now know just how mental health is. We now know none of us is carrying the board to use this technology. Mr. David Scott.
What?
Thank you very much. It is indeed my pleasure to join you on the board of the board in every respect. It was our religion, this city, this nation.
Everyone is like, get this. Do not. I've got him.
Began to live what we know today, the history of Dianetics and Scientology. It's like you're through the milestones. He was here with the purple blue old Elrod Hubbard, our senior distinction as the nation's youngest evil scout. He was also here to improve the content of the theory of human behavior with Joseph C. Thompson, better known to us as Snake Thompson, and first class student of Sigmund Freud. Then again, it was here he entered George Washington University to test human memory capacity, examine the intellectual properties of his genetics, and consider possible sources of life energy. After which he set out on a first ethnological expedition to establish a single common denominator between all races and cultures, and a most impregnable existence. He's substantially more of a horse because just up the beltway, he took to despising the golden cockpit correctly larger as a flying coffin, you better know.
I've got him.
He's corresponding to America's foremost aviation journal.
Look at the screen here. That's him in the center, behind the trees.
Because after 15 years of writing, exploring, testing, and refining, he authored his original thesis on Dianetics, barely 7 blocks from where we stand today. He may well know the rest, and nonetheless cared for me how we established our first foundation.
The tree is blocking it a little, but I've got Miscavige.
It still stands today, 1812 19th Street, Northwest. Now that was also the site of our first ordained ministers, our services, and our ceremonies. We then established the first academy, a first public guidance center, and a first publishing house. Beyond that, this was also the site of the development of our organizational basics and order board itself. So yes, we've stood in this town for years, and yes, we've chalked up a considerable history. But never has this city seen what we inaugurate today with this, our first ideal board in the nation's capital, the grand opening of our new founding church of Scientology, Washington, D.C.
So, where can we go? Right here? Can we go to that?
Don't get off the sidewalk. She yells. I've got Miscavige.
Really?
Yeah. He's that guy. Right there in the center. And if everyone shuts up, I've got his voice.
Wow, man. Nice ball. So you got him.
This is also the final 13 vision with author count programs and campaigns in anticipation of the day when Cromwell knocks out the cross and the whole social sphere collapses. Of course, it's exactly what happened. Just what
he is right there.
9/11.
Holy shit, that's what, oh my god.
Yep.
That damn sure
is high, yet so bright at first sight. You heard tell of a five-year legacy culminating from those very same campaigns and programs to shore up this civilization, including the lineup of profusion of outlaid study technology following the IAS-sponsored establishment of our International Flight Scholastics campus. It's thus far presented that technology to 28 million students from some 70 nations. A profusion of LRH rehab technology following the IAS-sponsored establishment of our worldwide marketing headquarters. It's thus far engendered 185 centers from Iran to South Texas. Even more than that, it's been a virtual avalanche of what Higgins feels, and even truth about drugs matter. And it's thus far engaged 1,000 city, state, and national agencies to the benefit of 800 million at-risk kids. There's more, because the other way you've heard of our students yet, our audience sponsors, many of you do like to put us in. Now enjoy support for the rights of the American Civil Liberties, UNICEF, UNESCO, and Amnesty International, which when multiplied 1,000 times over with IAS support, is how we've now brought the Universal Declaration of Human Rights to nearly 1 billion people. There's more again to those utterly beyond the social pale. That was the IAS sponsored establishment of our Way to Happiness headquarters. Since then, the Way to Happiness has been restoring self-respect to 100,000 inmates in 2,100 facilities, very much including those right here in D.C. And all while the book has reached 82 million in 94 languages. But even those numbers will be dwarfed now that we have the Way to Happiness Fund film to overcome any literacy barriers, not to mention television broadcast to billions. Combine it all and what it means to religious tolerance, cooperation, and a brotherhood of man, virtue to those who founded this nation out of all others.
The new Scientology org opening up, and that's the leader of Scientology over there named David Miscavige, talking to him.
Cool.
They're trying to keep us from watching.
Who watches? Indeed. What's up, Rick?
I didn't even look over to see who I was talking to. Look at who I'm talking to. Seriously. Can you see him?
Can you see the speakers?
Yes.
See the white deal?
Yes.
See the tree in between?
Uh-huh.
The podium's right there in the center of it, and he's standing right behind it.
The tree is hurting the view, but we've got a decent view of him. I mean, he's right there.
That the souls of men have the rights of men.
Yeah.